Okay, wait, so today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We're holding the top of Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, but we'll go back just a couple of lines to the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Beis. As you'll recall, the Gemara said yesterday that when it's giving smicha in Eretz Yisrael, the smicha in Eretz Yisrael is not like the smicha today. Today's smicha is a derivative, if you will. It's based on the history, we call it smicha. The real smicha was given in the times when the great Sanhedrin was around, the great Talmid Chacham, etc. Anyway, so we learned in the Braisa that smicha is bishloisha. You have to have three to go and give smicha. And the Gemara said, where do you learn it from? Do you learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave smicha to Yahushua? If so, you should only need one. Or if you're going to tell him, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just one, he was as great as Sanhedrin, so maybe you have to have 71 to go and give smicha. So Gemara concluded, Kasha, Aitaka, don't know what the makor is for Shloisha by Smicha of Smichas Chacham. But then the Gemara asked, really, do you need three? Four, five lines in the bottom of the Amid. V'chad le'samach, one is not enough to go and give Smicha. V'am Rav Yirah Merav. V'ram Zachar Oysa Yishlatoi V'Rav Yehuda Ben Bavishimoi. The word V'ram means like but or however. Don't forget about that great person, Yehuda ben Bava, Shilmoli, who, if it wasn't for him, Nishtaku dinei knosses mi Yisrael. People would have forgotten totally the dinim of knosses, when you have to and when you don't, go and assess a knas. Faitamor nishtaku, people would have forgotten. Nigrasinu, let them go and take open the Svarim and start learning it again, and they'll remember it. So, no, we don't mean we'll forget the dinim. Elabatlu dinei knosses mi Yisrael, meaning, and perhaps the word over here is not only dine, perhaps it should be dayone knosses be Yisrael. Meaning that after the, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava would not have done what he did, as we'll see in another couple of lines, then the smicha would have ended, and then nobody, there would be nobody that would be competent to go and assess a penalty at in a bezdin against a yid that unfortunately deserved to be so punished. And what did he do? Shepam Machas Gozer Malchus Rishon Gzeira Al Yisrael. There was one time that the Malchus Rishon would go Yisrael Gzeira. And the Gzeira was very, very, very broad. Apparently they wanted to destroy the whole judicial system by Klal Yisrael. And therefore they said, Shokolas Soimech Yehorek. Whoever is the one that bestows and ordains Smicha, he'll be killed. V'cholan Nismach, and whoever receives the ordination, Yehorek will be killed. V'ir Shesoimchen Bo Techored. And the city in which the ceremony takes place will be destroyed. Utchumen shesaimchen bahen yi'akru. And the tchumen, as you know, tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amis, and it means that even the arum and arum, the suburbs and all the people that live near there, everything is going to be nekar, uprooted, destroyed totally. So what do? We have to continue the tradition of ordaining the tayyanim to be able to go and assess kenoses and other halachites. He went in a place between two large mountains, and between two large cities, and in the middle between two tchumei Shabbos. Where was that? Ben Usha Lisharafam. The Samach Sham Chamishu Zakenim. And he took together five Zakenim, and he was masmich all five of them. He especially went between the Harim Gedolim and Shtei Hayoris, not to be in the middle of a city, and not to be in the Tchumen Shesaimchen Behem, the Tchumen that were close to it, because we are concerned, Chas V'Sholom, of potential danger to all the people that live in those cities and within that Tchum. So therefore he went somewhat into the wilderness, if you will, between two large mountains, between large cities, etc., not to affect any of the inhabitants in any of those cities, any of the residents. And he did smicha on five skein of Elohim, who the five were made of Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi, Reb Lozer ben Shamua, and Reb Avya Moisef Av Reb Nechemia. These great giants all received smicha from Reb Yehuda ben Bava. Zokti Yimara, Kimen Shehikiru, Oyveyim Behen. Apparently, the Malchus Rishoa sent scouts all over the land to prohibit this type of prohibited activity, that people should not be masmich nu dayonim. So when the Oyveim, in other words, the enemies, realized what was going on, and therefore Yehuda ben Bava realized what was going on, Amal Hansi said to all of these Talmidim, the five or the six, Vonai Rutsu, all of you flee. Machapleita. Amrulai, they said, Rabbi, Mate Alech, what about you? I'm going to stay here like a stone that cannot be overturned. In other words, I'm going to stay here exactly the way I am. You don't have to worry that I'm also going to run away and flee. They're going to just deal with me, not deal with you. And this way, you will have a hatzalah. You'll be able to go and be saved. When finally the enemies were able to get to Rebutim and Bava, what did? They unfortunately pierced him and stabbed him with 300 spears. 300 is usually a Lashon Kuzma, may not have been 300, may have been 299. But you get the idea of a Suki Kavra. They made him into a sieve, meaning just like a sieve has multiple holes in it. Nebuch, they made many, many holes in the Behuda Ben Seira. And I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, thank you. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, as you know, is one of the Asari Haruge Malchus that we have on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. Anyway, so it said Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, I should have seen Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Zokti Yomara, so we have Akasha. We said you have to have three, and here it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava did it on his own. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Achruni Havabadah, he had two other Dayanim together with him. The reason why they're not mentioned is Mishum Kvoyed Yehuda ben Bava. Yehuda ben Bava was such a towering Gadol Hador, and the others were also obviously Choshev Dayanim, but nothing like the level of Yehuda ben Bava, and therefore that's why their names are not mentioned. But in fact, there were three altogether.
Maybe for protection.
I'm sorry,
so
what's
that? They won't kill him.
They were there for protection. But it doesn't say what happened to them. Presumably, had they stayed around the Rebutim ben Bava,
they would have been killed
too. Because it says, Kol ha-saymech yaharik, and they were among the saymechim. So presumably, they also fled together with the other five talmidim. Zokti Maris, you're telling me for a mayor, Rebutim ben Bava samche, he received smicha from Rebutim ben Bava. Va'omer rabba bar bar chana, omer Rebbi Yochanan, kol ha-omer ha-mayor, loy samchoi, Reb Akiva, enoi ele toye, Rameyer received his smicha from Rebbi Akiva. And not from Yehuda ben Bava. So what are you talking about ben Bava? Anybody that says that it was anyone other than Rabbi Akiva is Toa. He's erring. He's making a mistake. Everything more samchei Rabbi Akiva. Initially he received Takas Micha from Rabbi Akiva. And if you'll remember, all of these five Talmidim that we just enumerated are the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva after the 24,000 passed away. The Gemara says that these are the only ones left, and Rabbi Akiva went and taught them, and as a result, they became the new leaders of the next generation of Klal Yisrael. It's Dr. Yomara. So Rabbi Akiva, in fact, did initially give ordination smicha to Reb Meir, loy kiblo. However, the Oilam was not mekabel Reb Meir as a dayan yet, says Rashi. The reason is because he was very, very young at the time. Rashi says he was still a bocher. He stayed on the Lashon in Rashi.
Third line
from the top, shkoyach. Third line, all the way in the top, with Ishadai and Hoya Bacher. We're still a Bacher. Therefore, they were not Mekabal. However, subsequently, Samch Rebutim ben Bava, our story over here, the Kibloi. Presumably, by that time, he was married, and even if not, he was Shonan El to Rebuchim. So, therefore, then they were Mekabal. So, both are right. Itaka got Smicha from Akiva, and then from Yehuda ben Bava. Amrim Shimon Levi, ain't Smicha b'chutz laretz. There's no such thing as Smicha b'chutz laretz. Frankly, my ain't Smicha. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Ilemidloi dining. That there are no batidim that are authorized to go and assess a knas and chutzlaret. That's what he means, ain't smicha. But now we have a Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? We're going to have it in Masechtas Malkus and Mirtasham. Sanhedrin lehegis bein ba'aretz uvein b'chutzlaret. That if the Sanhedrin finds itself in chutzlaret, they have to run there because of pogroms or whatever, and they're now in chutzlaret. They are allowed to be Neheges. They are allowed to continue acting as Sanhedrin, even though Sanhedrin typically were based in the Lishkas Hagozes and Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash. However, if they have to go into Golus, they have to go into Golus. And in fact, we're going to learn in Mir Tashem that the Sanhedrin did go into Golus to 10 different stations until the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. After Chorban Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately, that was the end. However, halachically, they are allowed to go and paskin even in Chutzlaret. So then obviously, they can go and assess kenosis. So that being the case, what did you mean that ain't smicha doesn't mean ain't dayan and dina kenosis? That means that they did not convey smich in Chutz La'aretz. They only conveyed smich in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so that's what he meant by ain smich in Chutz La'aretz. So now the Gemara explores this in a little bit greater detail. Pshita, the tzoymich in Chutz La'aretz, v'nismachim ba'aretz, ha'omrin v'lai. What happens if you want someone to be masmich in Chutz La'aretz, where the nismach, the subject of that ordination, is an Eretz Yisrael? Now, how can you go and give smicha from Chutz La'aretz to Yidus in Eretz Yisrael? So remember yesterday we said, smicha over here doesn't mean put your hands on the person's head. It means to go and call him Karlei Rabbi and give him Rishus from now on to be a Dai. So the Gemara is assuming now that you, well, at least there's a Havamina, that you're going to be masmich someone even if he is not present. How can you do that? You'll send him an official smicha certificate. Yoyre yoyre, yodin yodin. So pshita that soichim b'chutz la'aretz, v'nismachim b'aretz, if those rabbis, the dayanim, who are bestowing the smicha, are in chutz la'aretz, and the ones receiving the smicha are in Eretz Yisrael, ha'amrin d'loy, that avad is nish. What means avad is nish? Because madach, if both the masmich and the nismach are in chutz la'aretz, we just simply said, ain smicha b'chutz la'aretz, then certainly if the masmich is chutz la'aretz and the nismach is in Eretz Yisrael, where he's far away, then of course we cannot go and be masmachim. It's much more logical to go and say, when the nismach is in front of you, you can be masmachim. So madach, even if he's in front of him, chutz la'aretz, we do not allow, we don't authorize smicha, then certainly if he's 1,000 miles away, then we certainly are not going to allow for that smicha. Ella, the shal of the Gemara is, what happens if the masmach is in Eretz Yisrael, where you can give smicha? That's for sure. It's only chutz la'aretz you can't give. So the masmach is in Eretz Yisrael. The nismach, however, is not presently in Eretz Yisrael, in chutz la'aretz, but the masmach has verheard him and knows him and he ended up, and he sends him a letter, he sends him a certificate, you are officially ordained. Does that work, my? Toshima Rabbi Yochanan, how you have mitzvah a lady Rabbi Shemin bar Abba, till they have a gabayu de lismachai. Rabbi Yochanan was mitzvah, he was upset that he was not able to go and be masmich Rabbi Shemin bar Abba. So Rashi explains why wasn't he able to, because every time that he was around him, he didn't have two other dayonim that he could be mitzvah to go and give the smicha. And then subsequently, Rabbi Shemin bar Abba went away. He wasn't in Rabbi Yochanan's presence. Where did he go? We know Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Shimon bar Abba presumably went to Chutz La'aretz, and he says that Rabbi Yochanan was upset that he couldn't be masmachim. Don't be upset. Go and send him a letter by FedEx saying you are officially in nismach. The fact that he didn't do that, he was mitzvah, is a siman that you have to be present in front of you in Eretz Yisrael. You can't go and be soymich in Eretz Yisrael and have the nismach in Chutz La'aretz. And similarly, the Gemara says almost an identical case, Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, v'chad di'imei, and one of his colleagues, Uman, who is that colleague, Rabbi Yonis ben Achmoy, the Amrila, others say the story the other way around, Rabbi Yonis ben Achmoy, v'chad di'imei, and his colleague was Uman, Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, says that these were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, chad d'have gabayu samchu, one of them that was close to Rabbi Yochanan received smicha from Rabbi Yochanan, v'chad lo yave gabayu, the other one that was not close to Rabbi Yochanan, lo yisamchu, they didn't give him smicha. So what do I see from this? That you have to be in the presence of that individual. So therefore, your shayla that he asked, whether samchim v'aretz, v'achim v'chutz la'aretz, the answer is, aloi mitan aleph, no, you got to be present.
We have a principle of shliach adam kamosa, why can't you do smicha through a shliach? If we're saying it's a certificate, but so many things, shliach adam kamosa, why can't you authorize someone to go, you go to my Talmud in Chutz La'aretz in Bavel, and give smicha to him through in my name?
Very good question. I would assume the answer is that where do we find the institution of smicha for the first time in the Torah?
Moshe to Yeshua.
Exactly. And by Moshe and Yeshua, they were both face to face, one in front of the other. So therefore, says the Gemara, every future smicha also has to be face to face, one in front of the other, not that someone is.
So shliach adam kamosa doesn't apply in this instance, effectively. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you could have a different question. What happens if Rabbi Yochanan, for instance, is going away and he asks his shvugar Reish Lakish, who may not have been authorized to go and ordain, I make you into a shliach to go and ordain Reb Shimon ben Zirud and Reb Yoyis ben Achmoy. The Gemara doesn't address that, whether you can have somebody else be masmich on your behalf. Could be that, just like Moshe and Yeshua, it's the towering Moshe Rabbeinu that had the smicha in him, that he, inherent in him, that he knew kol ha'Torah kula, he can be masmich, so go and point a shliach who does not know kol ha'Torah kula, and therefore is not on the madrega being able to masmich, maybe he can't go and be masmich someone for that purpose. Like they say, he's not in the parsha. Just like you have the Gemara says, he's not a bar gittin, not a bar kedushin.
No, they're not on the same level of chiyuv, like making kiddush for someone in.
Very good. Okay. So the Gemara, Rav Chanina, Rav Hoshia, have a kamishtakit, Rav Yochanan mitzmachinu. Rav Yochanan wanted to go and gifnich, Rav Chanina, Rav Hoshia. Loyam misayim milza. It did not work out. It didn't work out, says Rashi, because he couldn't, every time they were present, he didn't have two other dayanim to go and be masmich. Have a kamishtar tuva. He was quite upset. Omru Vesa, they said to him, don't be upset. We have to be Einiklach from Beis Eli. How do you know that Beis Eli does not get smicha? That of the Beis Eli, no one will be a zoke. What do you mean zoken? Ilei mizoken mamish means mamish is zoken. In other words, nobody's going to live to the age of 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100. Vaksiv already says in the pasuk, kol marvis beitzcha yamusu anoshim. Anoshim means when they're still young. Rashi says when they're still nebuch 18 years old, the beis eli einiklach are going to die very early. If they're going to die at the age of 18, they're never going to reach the age of 70, 80, 90, or 100. So of course, liya zoken bebeitzcha. Hello, but we say this zaken, we means the zaken zeshekana chachma, that none of them are ever going to go and get smicha, ella smicha. And so therefore said now, Rav Chanina, Rav Hoshia to Rav Yochanan, we thank you very much for your very good-hearted desire that we should go and get smicha, but you should know, it's min hashemayim that you are not able to give us smicha. The reason is because we are not authorized to receive smicha because of that curse on the Beis Eli, because of what Chofni and Pinchas did many years before.
Their names, their title is Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Hoshia. Rebbe Hoshia is Eretz Yisrael, and usually implies smicha. So they do have smicha.
Well, apparently not the smicha that we're talking about that will allow them to be done in the Knossos. They can go and be pulpit rabbis, and they can be Rosh Yeshiva, but apparently they can't be done in the Knossos, which is one of the main ingredients. If you remember going back to Yemori yesterday.
Smicha with a capital Samach.
Smicha. Samach Lemlei, Bishma, Karele, Rabbi. Fine. Have the Rishus, Lemain, in the Knossos. Reb Zeira tried to go and hide, not to go and get smicha, because Reb Zeira was a real hatznei aleches. He was a person who wanted to go and live his life under the radar screen, as they say. Therefore, he was not interested in smicha. The Omer Reb Lozal Olam Havi Kabel VeKayim. Person should be kabel. Now, what does kabel mean in this connection? Rashi says kabel means oifel. Person should live in the dark. In other words, be quiet, back
low
in
key.
The low-key, very good. Goyach. The kayim, and as a result, the tichya, and then he will have an extended arichas yam. Why, says Rashi? Because we have a Mishnah that says, harchik min harabonis, shemekaveris es ba'aleha. Someone who gets too close to rabbanis. Rabbanis over here doesn't only mean the rabbinate, but it means any position of power and authority. Exactly. Therefore, Shemekaveris is Baalea, because a person who takes on himself too much responsibility in terms of being a public figure and a political figure, guess what? The Ktak are going to go and bury him. The media is going to bury him the first day, and they're going to make him into a Shmat. So, if you want to live and don't want to be buried alive, the best thing is be low-key, low-profile, and then you won't have an Ayin Hara on you, and you won't have all your enemies. Says him, well, that's why Reb Zeira was Mitmah. He would kind of hide. However, Kim the Shomel Lahad Yom Reb Lozer. Now he heard another member of the same Reb Lozer. Then Ein Don the Oyle Ligdula Elam Ken Moichli Al Kol Avinoy. So, person is not Oyle Gdula unless he got Mechilas Avinoy. Am Tzli Anav Shei. So then he did push himself to the front to be able to go and get smicha, because if he did get smicha, that would be the biggest simon that they were Moichlim on his Avinoy, on his Avinoy.
Who's being mocha? The Shemayim?
Avada, that's what we're talking about, Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow someone to go and get smicha, the early dula, unless there was an accompanying michel as a right. Because if the person is a Rasha or a person who's not worthy of that early dula, he never would have been early dula. Now the Gemara is going to tell us some of the ceremonies and one of the things they said when a person got smicha. So we just spoke about Reb Zeira. Eventually did get smicha. Shorlei hachi. Then they would go and sing in front of him at, I guess, at the ordination ceremony at the Suda. They would sing lechal v'leisrak v'lepirchus v'yalas chay. What they're saying is this was a song that they also would sing in front of a kala. And what was the purpose of these words? To go and say about a kala that she is inherently and naturally beautiful and she doesn't need to have all of these artificial additives. And therefore, what are these expressions? Lechal is some sort of eye makeup, srak is a face makeup, and pirchus is a hair makeup. And therefore, they say to about a kala, even without all of these three, anybody who sees her sees, how pretty, how attractive, how nice, how good she is. So, I guess in a sense, l'havdil, they said that also about Reb Zeira, that he happens to be handsome, not necessarily, I don't know if he was handsome physically, but handsome in his Torah knowledge. And therefore, he was now renowned as a great, great gadol. It has nothing to do with Kal Zrak and Pirchus. He's Uylechein because of his great Kadlis Patoya. And similarly, Ki Tzamchu Lerb Ami Lerbasi, when they receive Smicha, Shorli Hochidi would sing the following, Kol Mendein, Smuchulan. Anyone that is of this character and of this fabric, like Rav Ami, Rav Asi, these types, once you give smicha to, kol mendein, kol mendein, a person like these great giants. However, loy tismachu, instead do not give smicha, loy tismachu lana, loy mi, mismar, misar mitin, for loy misar misin, for ami loy mechamisin, for loy mitur misin. What are these terms? So Rashi explains each one individually. Sarmitan, says Rashi, is from the Loshin smartut. Smartut, we know, smart is a rag, or in Yiddish, a shmata. Don't go and give shmatis to become rabbonim and dayonim. What's the definition of shmata in this type of context? Says Rashi, Loshin smartut, kolemishay noisnin tam, hogin le devrein. They go and paskin halachis, they go and they're dayonim and they issue verdicts, but they don't give it a proper reason for them. And yeah, they think it's a good idea, blah, 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 but they don't give a well-grounded, well-sounding reason when they're giving a verdict. So these type of people, we don't need to be our dayonim. V'loin mi sar misin. What's I sar misin? Says Rashi, loshen hafchonim. These are people, we used to have them many years ago, Chazen Hendler, and he would say, an ipcha mestavernik. Ipcha mestavernik, everybody said it's day. He would say, no, maybe it's night. He would say, good morning. Why don't you say it's good night? You know, there's certain people that, whatever you tell them, they try to turn it on its head. So these are the types of dayanim that we don't need, that when they're trying to explain their verdicts, they go and use reverse logic, which doesn't make sense. Uloim me chamisen. What a chamisen? So Rashi chamsonim. Shemoinim uloim me tamei toira. That they go and steal away and don't share with you their tamei toira. In other words, a if he was a proper dayan, he would explain to you all the grounds for his verdict. Instead, he steals that by just saying, innocent, guilty, without explaining what's going on.
How is that different from the Sarmitin who don't know some tam hogan of Devraham?
They don't give a tam hogan. They give a tam, but you look at it and you say, I'm not so happy with that. Here, they don't give anything. They just give you the bottom line. What's Turmisin, says Rashi? Lo yusparish. Chvaishish was Turmisimar. We'd rather have Turmis in other connections as being legumes, a certain type of bean that you have to go and cook 25 times to soften it up. But anyway, Rashi says, Le'tamisim le'yisparash. Rebavo, Gevot. Rebavo was very well known throughout the world because not only was he a great Talmud Chacham, but he also had interaction with the Beit Kesar from time to time. So the Gemara tells us, Rebavo, Gevot, Siftet le'Beit Kesar, when he would leave the yeshiva to go to the Beit Kesar, usually for Shtad Lonis, to go and get a special mission to help out the Jews. So then Nafki Matronisa de Beit Kesar, the Matronisa, the matrons of Beit Kesar, would come out knowing that the great guest of Bavo was coming, and Misharian they would sing the following. Misharian lay. They would say, Rabba di Ame, the leader of his nation, Madbarna di Umse, which was basically the same, also the manik of his nation. Rashi says, Rabbi, the Ami is Nosi Ba'amov, the prince, the president, the prince. My Barn, the Ami is the manik. And Butzina Dina Hoyram. Butzina Dina Hoyram means that he was very, very handsome, and therefore they said, you look at his countenance, and it's shining. The Hoyram is from a candle, from a light. Baruch, Bruchim, Mesayach, Haboyim, that are traveling, that are coming, Mishonim. It's like saying, Bruchim, Haboyim, Mishonim. So, that's what they would go and sing in front of this great Rebavo, what a great person he was.
And these are the Matronistas of Akedah, these are the non-Jewish women would say this?
Yes. That's it. They would well, presumably he put his finger in his ears, or there were so many women, so therefore you couldn't hear one from the other. It was just a large babble. They couldn't distinguish one from the other. Trei Kol Lemishtami. It was probably 10 Kali or 20 Kali Lemishtami.
Maybe they weren't married or some heter like we say.
Quite sure there's a heter that way, but okay.
I don't know. That's what they say in Shirshirim that he did, or wherever, where was it that they had Sharot, that Shlomo Melech had the single female singers. Maybe they were his wives, I don't know.
If they were single and his wives, it kind of sounds like an oxymoron, no?
Yeah. No, I'm saying either way, maybe they were...
Okay, and again, right. We had in the Mishnah Rivas Egla Bishloisha. Just like we had in Machloikas, the Gabi Smichas Zekanim. Not the Smicha that we were just talking about, but the Smicha Al Roish on top of the carbon, the Parhel Mdobishal Tzibur. And he probably figures this is what I came back for really the first day. But anyway, Parhel Mdobishal Tzibur, we said there's Machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's 3 Dayanim or 5 Dayanim. By Rifas Egla, the same thing. Now, Rifas Egla, we're not talking about the actual Rifas Egla. We're talking about the Medida. The Medida that the Sanhedrin would come from Yerushalayim, and they would have to go make a Medida of how to the closest town
to sign responsibility.
To the Cholul when Nebuch was killed, to sign responsibility, and they have to bring the Egla Rufa. Okay. So now, how many Dayanim have to leave Yerushalayim is a Machloekes and a Mishnah between Yehuda and Shimon, 3 or 5. It's talking about the Yotu Zekenecha Vishoif Techa. Why did it say Zekenecha and Shoif Techa? Zekenecha is enough, or just Shoif Techa. And for the Mora Zekenecha Shnaim, Shoif Techa Shnaim, 2 plus 2, Vein Bez and Shokum, it's even only an Echad, you have 5 all together. The Abrama and other Mephoshim point out, L'choyer in Bez and Shokum makes sense if you're talking about a Bez that is paskining a Shaila. Here we're not paskining a Shaila, we're just doing Medidois. So what's the union of a Bez and Shokum, you know? Either these Rabbanim are able to go. I'm sorry?
Look.
Okay, so they point out there's a Rashi thing on Gimel Omed Beis. Rashi on Gimel Omed Beis in the middle says, Vein Bezin Shokul, middle of the Omed Gimel Omed Beis, the Rashi Vein Bezin Shokul, Ustam Zekanim Bezdina Mashma. Which Mashma from that Rashi says, the Makoli Yasayam and other Mepharshim, that we're describing what's the definition of a bezdin. Yes, it's true. You only need that bezdin shokel in you if you're having to decide a litigation. If there are two parties and you have to decide who's right, who's wrong, you're right. In bezdin shokel, you have to be moisted. But now, that Rashi is Mashma, they say, that it's not just in deciding a halacha or in deciding a case in bezdin, but that's the definition of a bezdin. Definition of bezdin is that you have to have an odd number and not an even number, even though there's no decision to be taken or to be made. But that's the definition. So that's the case. We have 2 plus 2 plus 1 is 5 altogether. Ma'isif alayin oyd echad harikan chamish de Rebbe Shimon oimer. Rebbe Shimon agrees partially to Rebbe Yehuda. He says zekenecha ishnai. Vein bezdin shokel ma'isif alayin oyd echad. You have 3 harikan shloisha. But obviously Rebbe Shimon left out the shoif taich, and the question is why. Right, the Rebbe Yehuda says zekenecha for shoif techa. Zekenecha is 2. Shoif techa is 2. Rebbe Shimon says zekenecha is 2, but he leaves out the shoif techa. Rebbe Shimon prayed to more. Rebbe Shimon, hi shoif techa, my ovedlei. Why don't you say that this comes to add 2 more like Rebbe Yehuda? Everyone who we boilei lem yuchadim shoif techa. To tell you, we're not just talking about any 3 zekenim. The Gemara refers to that in another line or two as a zikni hashuk. We're not just talking about just because this person happens to be 95 years old. Father of Neiseva Tokum. But that doesn't mean he is qualified for these purposes for the Medina. It's got to be Miuchanu Shevavtecha, which means Dayanim. And we'll see in a moment that means Dayanim from the Sanhedrin. So the Shevavtecha is not coming to add 2 more, it's coming qualified to describe and qualify which type of Zekenim are we talking about. Zokhimar Rabbi Yehuda, L'choira Rabbi Shimon is right, I need a Shevavtecha to describe the Zekenim. Rabbi Yehuda, Mizikne Zekenecha Nafka. So the Rebbe could have said the pasuk just the yotzu ziknei. Presumably ziknei on its own doesn't make a lot of sense. They could have said ziknei ha'am lemushel. And it says zikenei achaz. Tell you not just any ziknei, your zikenim, the zikenim that you're proud of, the grosser zikenim, etc., etc. Says Zokti Yimora, by the fact that it says zikenei achaz, says Rabbi Yehuda, I already know that it has to be miuchadim. So therefore, I don't need. Sure, you can take the whole thing. I just want the coffee. Yes, I'm sorry. Have a great day, a good chodesh, and a freilich and chanukah, my friend. Thank you very much. Rabbi Yehuda, me zikenei zikenei achaz. He says I don't need the sheftach. I have the zikenei. Reb Shimon, im ziknei. Freit the Zuktimora, why doesn't Reb Shimon learn like Reb Yehuda, ziknei zikinecha? Because im ziknei avamina, ziknei hashuk. If it would say just ziknei, I would think any ziknei. Kosanachmana zikinecha. It comes to tell you, not just any ziknei, it's got to be a higher madrega than ziknei hashuk. But even iksiv zikinecha alone, have a minas and hedrik tana. Maybe from the Bate Dinam of 23 that you had Bechol Ir Ve'ir, you had 23. Maybe that's the level of Zikinech. Because Rahman of Shevtecha, Mimuchanim Shevtecha, that has to be from the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, from the greatest Sanhedrin, from the 70 or 71 great Sanhedrin. Those are the ones that have to go down. So the Maisa, so L'choira, Reb Shimon is right. I need the Shevtecha to qualify. What, not to go and quantify, to add two more, but to qualify Zikinecha, not just any Zikinim, and not just Ziknei Sanhedrin Tana, but Ziknei Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Rabbi Yehuda Gomar, Ziknei Ziknei, mi v'samchu Ziknei O'eda Es Yedei. Malhan Mi'chodim Shebe'eda, Havka Mi'chodim Shebe'zikinecha. That we learn Ziknei Ziknei from the din of Smicha Zikinim on the par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. Just like by that ziknei, it says in the pasuk, "Besamchu ziknei or edes yedeyem al roish apar." So it says ziknei or edem. That being the case, as you might have learned ziknei from ziknei, mi besamchu ziknei edem es yedeyem. Malo mi yichanim shebe edem. The ziknei or edem mi yichanim shebe edem, which means the Sanhedrin. Afkam mi yichanim shebe zikenecha, and therefore I don't need the sheftecha. That's why I'm able to learn zikenecha two, sheftecha two, and in bezin shokel is five altogether. If that's the case, once you're learning Agzei Rishav, Ziknei Ziknei, learn the whole din of five. If anybody asks you, how do I know there's a din of five by Medidas Egla Rufa, and learn Ziknei Ziknei, just like by the din of Smicha Zikinim Al Roish Par Helm Dov Shatziba, you have to have five. Here you have to have five. Zikinech Vishavtech Alamali. Why does Rabbi Yehuda strain himself? Zikinech is two, and Shoiftim is two. Just go straight, Ziknei Ziknei. Says Yimar, you're right. And therefore, I fall away from the Ziknei Ziknei. No such drasha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, everything that Rabbi Shimon said was correct. Zikinecha is taketu. Shiftecha qualifies as a kenim, not just any zikenim. And not just Ziknei, the Sanhedrin Tan. But it's got to be taka shiftecha on the madrig of Yuchadim Shveda. Maske. But then it should have said Zikinecha shoiftecha. Why is Zikinecha? Vishoiftecha, to go and say, you add two more. Zakenim is two, Shoiftim is two, is four. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with the Vav? Rabbi Shimon Vavli, she doesn't darshan from the extra Vav. So tomorrow, Elamiyata, let me ask you a question. Let's continue on. It says, V'yotzu zakenech v'shoiftecha umadadu. Why don't we say V'yotzu shnaim, umadadu shnaim, and add four more? So you're going to go and tell me, we're not going to add from the verb, we're only going to add from the noun, zikinech v'sheftecha. But if you go back to yesterday's Gemara, when we were talking about the smicha, how did we know the five? Because it says, v'sam chushnayim, ziknei shnayim, v'im bezin shokom, v'sivan olav edecha. Oh, so you see, v'sam chu ziknei o'eda, we darshan v'sam chu eshnayim. Not only the ziknei. So in Bazaar, we should go and darshan over here also, that v'yotetu, umadetu. I'm sorry. Zaki bench. Elamayata v'yotzu shnayim umadadu shnayim. Two more for Yitzia, two more for Medida, and therefore add four to the original five. Reb Yehuda Hari Tisha, Reb Shimon should be Shiva, should be seven. After Marmu Boyle the Kedusanya, I need v'yotzu umadadu for another purpose. Number one, v'yotzu heim v'le shluchan. Even though normally, like Barry pointed out, we normally say shlich shalanu kamoisei. Here we don't say that. It's v'yotzu the Sanhedrin have to go themselves. Umadadu, they have to make the medida shafila nimtza be'elil. Elil means that it's crystal clear that it's le'ir, that it's closer to one city than the other. I don't have to make a medida. Everybody see, you can see with your own eyes. Take a telescope. You see, it's this one. Nevertheless, Tzorech lasim medida, that's exerus akosu, you have to do the medida whether you like it or not. That being the case, these two, viyotsu and umodadu, are not extra to go and tell you additional dayanim. We need them for those respective halachas. Zoktimat. Bottom line is, we have machlokes, is it three or five dayanim from the Sanhedrin. Masisa lekaitana. We have a braisa which is somewhat different. The Sanhedrin plays when Yaakov Omer. Viyotsu zekenech v'shiftech, zekenech azu Sanhedrin. Now we're going to talk about the Sanhedrin and the Kinech in a moment. We're focusing now on Shiftecha, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol. How is a Melech a Shoifet? How is a Kohen Gadol a Shoifet? Melech Tachsiv, Melech Ba Mishpat, Yamid Aretz. Oh, so Melech and Mishpat go together.
That's Hashem.
Okay, in the Chanami, but in this connection, we don't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the Medida. He's just learning, just like that Melech Ba Mishpat. You see that the term Melech and Mishpat can come together. So therefore, the word Shiftecha can refer to the Melech, and Ablezim and Yaakov had the Kabbalah that that's how you're supposed to understand. In other words, in his Chumash, in his Rashi on the bottom, he wrote in, or Rashi wrote in, according to him, that the word Shiftecha means Melech. Where do we find that Shoifet and Melech, that there's some sort of overlap, there's some sort of synonymous connotation? Melech and Mishpat, Yom and Aretz, so you see Melech and Mishpat.
We had earlier in the parak that Dor HaMelech would be done in, and would be Osei Tzedakah Mishpat, that he would go and help the
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
So why do we have to come to this? We have an earlier Gemara there, he spelled it out.
Yeah, but it didn't say over there that the definition of the word Shoifet includes the word Melech.
Okay.
Yes, Dor HaMelech.
This is a Masa, okay.
Exactly. Anyway, so Melech Mishpat Yamid Aretz, and that's how I know that Shiftecha could mean Melech, as well as Kohen Gadol, Dechsev, Vassal Kohen, Kehan, Abadadim, Vela Shoifet, Ashiya, Biyam, Nehem, Midrash, Vigil, Lecha, Eithvar, Mishpat. So who was that Ela Shoifet? We're not talking about Dayanim, we were talking about the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the word Shiftecha means both. Ah, so one thing we clearly see, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov holds that it's not enough for the Medina to have three or five from the Sanhedrin, but you have to have an addition, Melech and Kohen Gadol. But now the follow-up question is, when Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said, V'yotz Kenecha, Azu Sanhedrin, how many of the Chavrei Sanhedrin did he agree with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, either three or five? Or maybe a man to Sanhedrin, the ganze Sanhedrin. Is he boilu? Rabbi Lezman Yaakov b'choder polik. Or he b'tarti polik. Does he argue in only one sense or two senses? But Melech v'koyin godl is a tchavada polik. Now we see clearly. Our Mishnah doesn't say Melech v'koyin godl, and Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says, yeah. Our b'Sanhedrin, does he hold Iker Yehuda, Iker Shimon? Five or three. I do a Sanhedrin Nami Polik. Damakula Sanhedrin. Maybe he holds that you need all 70 or 71 to go down to the Dumadida. Omer Yosef Toshima. We have a Brisa. Matzana base Pagi. If you have a Zokin Mamri. Zokin Mamri means a Dayan who refuses to go and listen to the other Dayanim. Initially it starts off at the lower level where you have a local district court, so to speak, where you have one of the Dayanim saying, you are the two Dayanim, you don't know what you're talking about, you're Amaratzim, and I don't believe you, and I don't agree with you, and I'm Achta Gantza Tara. Eventually, he goes up the ranks, all the way to the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and there, they go and listen to what he has to say. If they agree with him, it's good. But if they disagree, then he has to go and throw up his hands and say, I surrender, and I accept the authority and the psak of the Bezin HaGadol, of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and therefore, I change my mind. However, if that fellow, that Zokin, continues in his merida, in his rebellion, and his refusal to listen to the others, he's called the Zokin Mamre, and the Zokin Mamre gets Chas V'Shalom Chanek. So our Gemara says now, Matan Beis Pagi, what happens if this Zokin Mamre found the whole Sanhedrin grouped together at Beis Pagi? Where's Beis Pagi? You'll see the first two lines of Rashi. Beis Pagi is Mokin Lefnim Min Choyma Seir. It's a place right before you get to the wall of the city, the Nidan Kirushalayim Macholdevarven has a status just like Yerushalayim. Oh, it's at the very outskirts of Yerushalayim, right lefnim min achoyma, considered to be Yerushalayim.
Master Shane is
there. I presume you'd be able to eat kabbonis until that point. You'd be able to go and give Master Shane exactly all the things that require Yerushalayim. So Omer of Yosef Toshima Matzar Beis Pagi. If that Zokim Mamre found the Sanhedrin grouped together at Beis Pagi, v'imra aleihen, and he was moire, the word himra means to revolt, to rebel, yochol te'imra osei hamra, I would think that that this is considered to be hamra, tamaloimar, that's why it's in the pasuk, v'kam tavi alisa elam mokoin, v'lam she mokim goyin, So therefore, the Gemara is telling us is that for a Zaken Mamre to go and get Chenek, Zag Zemendi, come to Elisa that he should go and get Chenek. Sorry, Nachman.
It was Amir.
No, yeah, but Mendy was at the door greeting Amir. But yeah, thank you. So apparently Mendy was called for the dinner, and he probably said he has to go. So it's Tuesday, he has the ambulance, he's a member of Atzilah. So he said he has to go, so that's why they asked Amir to go in. If Amir has to leave, they're going to ask you, Brother Shai, and you're not going to be able to refuse because of your brotherly love for all other years. Anyway, so continuing on the Gemara, is Malamei Chamokim Goyren, meaning that a Zokin Mamre only gets the status of Zokin Mamre to go and get Chenek if he's arguing with the Sanhedrin in the Mokim. Mokim means in the Mishkas and Gozes, in the Beis Hamikdash itself, even though he's in Yerushalayim, that nevertheless it doesn't rise to the same level, and therefore he would not get Chenek. So I would, if I'm based Pagi Yochel, Temras Amras, he would get Chenek. No. Lamshim Mokim Goy. Freiti Moriyat. Now we said that the Sanhedrin are based Pagi. How many of the Sanhedrin? The Nofik Kama. Ilayim Miktsasa, do we mean only some of the Tayonim of the Sanhedrin were there in Beis Pagi, but not all. Let's assume if we're talking about Miktsah, so make it easy. 50 remained behind there in the Sanhedrin, and the Lishuv Sagazis, and 20 went to Beis Pagi. So there in the Beis Pagi, he's arguing with them vociferously and very vocally, and he's saying, no, you don't know what you're talking about. The Redam, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum. Freiti Mara. The reason why Ein Hamra Osei Hamra is not because he's not the Lishkas Agazis. It is a much simpler reason. Maybe the 50 that are on the Lishkas Agazis would agree with them. And therefore they would say, yours and correct, we like you, what you're saying is 100% right. So that can't be the pshat. El pshita no vikul. It must mean that all of them went out. So Zokti Mor Lamai, why would the entire Sanhedrin have left the Lishkas Agazis to go to Beis Pagi? Ilem Ledvar Rishus, but Stamazoi. So Gemara, Matzinavki, are they allowed to go? Simcha is a Dvar Mitzvah, we'll see in another moment. I mean, Matzinavki, are they able to go and out all en masse? Vaksin says in the Pasuk, Shorech Agan Hasar Al Yechzer Hamozek. This is a reference, this is a Pasuk that we have in Shir HaShirim, and it's referring to the Sanhedrin. The reason why it's called Agan Hasar, it doesn't say here, but the Gemara says elsewhere, is because they sat in a semicircle, just like in Keren B'Yavne. Anyway, so Al-Yachzer Mozik don't allow for there to be a chsor in the mezika. That means don't allow people to go and leave. We need all of you. And they can't all go out at one time, the Dvar HaRishus. They have to leave at least 23 behind. If you look at the Rashi, Sharech Agan Hasar, which is the fourth, fifth line of the narrow lines of Rashi. Siv, V'darshinu B'yachadini Mamanis, we're going to see later on. Al-Yachzer Mozik. If one of them had to go and leave the Sanhedrin, as long as you leave behind 23, then you cannot leave. So therefore, it obviously cannot be that all of them left the Dvar Rishus, because you have to leave back at least 23. Oh, must be that they went out for Dvar Mitzvah. So now the question is, what's for a Dvar Mitzvah that you need all the 70 or 71? So to my hechidami, lavlam didas egla l'choira. That's for our purpose. Didas egla. Where else would you find that all 71 and Sanhedrin have to go out? Mr. Ma'itam didas egla. If the didas egla, so I have a raya that replaced him in Yaakov when he said the yotz chinech v'shiftecha zu Sanhedrin. He was talking meant all of the 70 or 71, not just the 3 or the 5. That's pshat. I respectfully disagree. Because there are other reasons why you need all the Sanhedrin. And now we're quoting from Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah back on the beginning of Sech. What happens if Yerushalayim is becoming too congested, and now they have to go and expand and expand and expand it? So you cannot just go and expand willy-nilly, because it has major halachic ramifications, like you said before, for Maaseh Sheni, for Karbonis, etc. So that being the case, you can't just simply do it. You have to have the authorization of the 71. So maybe all the 71 had to go to the outer limits of Yerushalayim.
That's how Beis Pagi got incorporated as part of Yerushalayim.
Presumably. And presumably that's why the Gemara is telling us that this took place in Beis Pagi, because they were now considering further expanding the Gevulos of Yerushalayim. So they didn't want to go and sit there in the Lishkas Agazis and just draw an imaginary map. They want to go and see with their own eyes how much are we attaching to Yerushalayim. So therefore, that's why they went out to Beis Pagi, and that's why they would authorize, if they felt that that's the right thing to do, to go and expand it another additional 100 feet, or an additional mile.
Measuring, or are they actually doing the ritual of expanding it? Because I remember we had elsewhere that they would go and they'd have two different korbanos. One that they would be just inside the border, which would be eaten, and the other would be considered chutz, and that one would be burnt or buried.
Well, I'm very happy that you bring that up, because in fact Rashi brings it up here also in our Gemara. Al Ha'ir, that's the next Rashi after the previous Rashi we learned, about 20 lines at the top. Al Ha'ir, Al Yerushalayim, B'tzarech L'Kadesh, HaTosefes, B'shnei Toidos, B'Shir, and I'm reading B'Shavuos. Rashi leaves out that at times of the first place of Midrash, they also had to have the Urim V'Tumim. Anyway, but bottom line is, you don't have a Raya of Yosef that's in the Hedron was there in the Beis Pagi, because they all went out en masse, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, for purposes of Medidas Ho'egla. The reason why they all went en masse is because they were needed for the Hoysaf al-Ir v'al-Azaris. So maybe that's the reason why. So you have no Raya, says Abayit Reb Yosef.
I don't even know how it starts. Beis Pagi, you know, that's for to increase the size of the city. You need to be there. But for Medida, why would they be in Beis Pagi? They'd be out in...
They were traveling. That was the train station from Beis Pagi. You're right, because Yerushalayim cannot become
a near Dachas, or
you can't have an egg roof from Yerushalayim. So it means that they're going to somewhere out in the wilderness, but they have to go and stop at the train station. Exactly, where you'll get your caravan or whatever, your buses, your taxis. So they gather together in Beis Pagi to go and travel from there further to somewhere else. Anyway, getting back to argument, the reason why the Gemara talks about Beis Pagi is Solkadai Chemina says Beis Pagi is part of Yerushalayim. So therefore you could have a Zakin Mamri there. It doesn't have to be Mamish inside the Beis Hamikdash. If come to Elisa, it has to be Tank in the Beis Hamikdash and Lishkas HaKadosh Mokum Koyim. And not Beis Pagi, even though Beis Pagi is part of Yerushalayim. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi to Rav Yosef, Lemaisa, we have a Brisa which is both like Rav Yosef and like Abaya. Tani was Rav Yosef, Motzana Beis Pagi. If the Zokin Mamre found all the Sanhedrin gathered in Beis Pagi, him Alain, he did his Merida. Keep going. Why would they all be in Beis Pagi? Is there a Bris or a Chasana or a Semcha? Keep going. Chiyoslam Dinas Egla. Either from Dinas Egla purposes, like Rav Yosef said, or like Abaya said, Hoiswal Yevala Zaris. Yochitam Rosa Amru, I would think that that works from that place in the Beis Pagi if he goes and rebels and revolts against the Sanhedrin. Back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah we said, if Netar Revai Mas Hashem Yishen Dom, if you do in Bishloisha, if you're being paid in Netar Revai Mas Hashem, where you couldn't figure out what the appraisal price is, then you have to have a bezin of three. Zokti Yomara, why would you need a bezin of three for Netar Revai Mas Hashem? Netar Revai Mas Hashem is talking about Tvu or Pedus, Yerokas. Go out to the stores, go out in the marketplace and find out how much they're charging per bushel, how much they're charging
this. The Wall Street Journal.
Exactly. It's Tanur Rabbanan. And so, Masa Shin Shedom of Yidun, what type of Masa Shin, you can't figure it out. Peiris Shir Kiva, unfortunately, the Peiris are already rotting. In other words, a person held on to this Masa Shin, he paid us for a while, thinking I'm going to take it to Yerushalayim, and then he realizes his schedule is not going to allow him to go to Yerushalayim. I better eat them right now over here, so I have to be paid to them. But now there's no market for Peiris Shir Kiva, so you have to have three appraisers that go and say how much it's worth. The Ayin Shehikran. Rashi says that behind Yehikra means that it's beginning to get sour, and therefore krum calls to mean that it has like a small membrane at the top showing that it's already changing colors from that of wine to that of vinegar, etc. Or Moishev Kvon Fajabit. Fajabit means that it got rusty, and therefore don't go out in mischar easily. It's not oivel asoicher. So that you need appraisers who are professionals. Now, we don't mean over here three rabbis, but rather, Tanrabon, Master Shem, Yishem, Dom, if you do it, Poyin Oysa Mishloish Lekuchais. What means Lekuchais? Lekuchais doesn't mean customers. Rashi says Lekuchais are Sochrim, Bekiyim, Mishuma. Go people that are in the grocery business, that are in the Tvua business, that really know their stuff, and they say, these payers are really slightly rotten. You can no longer get 99 cents per pound, maybe 49 cents per pound. And so on and so forth. You have to have professionals in that business. Don't take three that are not lekuchas. In other words, they're not experts. Just take any three rabbis or three hedjaitis. They don't know. Here, we are going to allow that your bezdin is allowed to have a nochri. It's not a bezin in the classic sense of a bezin.
An appraiser.
An appraiser, exactly. Even a goy can be among the appraisers. Even if the owner of the tvua or the painters happens to be one of the members of the bezin. It's not a din, you know, where you have the court of pasul eidus. We're just trying to figure out what the appraised value is. He can also throw out his number, assuming that he's a lekeach, he is an expert in the field. What happens if all three of them are partners and therefore they all share their income alike? Now, what's the din now? So what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is, if they are all three partners, they presumably all have the same approach because they've been working together for so many years.
So there's only been diversity of opinion.
Exactly. Even today they say if a person went to a doctor and he's not happy with that doctor and you want to get a second opinion, they say don't go to this doctor of the same hospital,
but rather
go to a different hospital with a different doctor, because the two doctors are together. Once he hears that Dr. Smith said kach v'kach, he's probably right. I mean, yeah, he's a big professional, he has so much experience, blah, blah, blah. Go somewhere else where they may have a different approach and a different feel for this. So if they're all three from the same business, ma, what's the halacha? Toshima, ish, you can even have a bezin, so to speak, of a man and his two wives. And the assumption is a man and his two wives, they're all going to be betoich kisechad, right? The paytas and chmalug, then they're all going to share and share alike. So you see,
as long as one of them is in a goya.
For other reasons.
Even a goya.
Everything gemara dilma, kigun rapapu bas abba seirah. Maybe we're talking about ishu shtei noshav, we're talking about a person like rapapa and bas abba seirah. We don't know too much about Abba Sarah. However, it appears that Bas Abba Sarah, probably Abba Sarah was probably a wealthy individual, and therefore Rashi says, she had her own business. She had her own business dealings. So Rapapa, as we know, was a beer brewer, and therefore he was a big oisher as a result of the beer brewery. But
the
she
money
probably
the 12,000.
Exactly, years. Exactly. But the Bas Abba Sarah, she had another business, and so therefore you have the right of Ishu Shtei Nashim. We could be talking about two women that are not matel l'toich kisechad. Each one does his or her own thing. We're starting now. Hekdeshish v'shloish. You come in, Amir. We're talking about hekdesh, kadosh, about holy people and holy things. See, okay. You came in at the time of holiness.
Right time.
Third wide line. Hekdeshish v'shloish. A person was makdish something for the Bedek Abayis, for the Gizbar, and now the Gizbar said, would you like to go and be poided? You're poided.
I'm sorry. So every time you want to be poided, Maaser Sheni, you're going to have this whole...
Maaser Sheni, she'ein dom of Yiduim. Why are ain't dom of Yiduim?
Expiration date passed.
So anytime it's a little bit questionable, you already got to get...
Yeah, exactly. How much of a discount do you get for
you're going to have a lot of demand for that.
Well, hopefully everybody...
They're going to bring their food up to Yerushalayim.
Up to Yerushalayim, it gets a little bit bruised, it gets a little bit thin. All right, right.
If you take the food to Yerushalayim, there's no problem. Since you don't want to take the food to Yerushalayim.
It's locally. It's redeeming it locally.
Right.
If
it's brand new, fresh, then you find out how much it's selling in the marketplace. You should have done it right away, but he didn't. He probably was hoping to take the Yerushalayim next week, next month, and then
I'll charge us $5,000 for flight.
Whatever, he couldn't go for whatever reason. Yeah. But now it's already a few weeks old, and now it's already rotting. Then you have to have the professional opinions of the appraisers. By Hegdish, you always need three. Masis Luki Aitana, the sign of Blazman Yaakov, Kinder Blazman Yaakov, Omer, I feel it's Tzinur Shel Hegdish. Tzinur means a small little fork. Rashi says that they use that for Tavoyas Zohav, when they were spinning gold thread, to go and separate between one thread and the other, would go and take such a small little fork, like a needle type of thing, to go and spread between, to go and make a division, make space between one and the other. So this is a very, very small thing. And here we're not talking about that the tznur is made out of gold. We're talking about gold thread. Right. So the tznur itself could have been made out of, you know, regular iron. Tin or iron or aluminum or whatever it was. So that being the case, it's obviously not worth a whole lot of money. Nevertheless, Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov said, if you were makdish that ligvoya, and now you want to go and be poided, you have to have 10 appraisers to go and be poided and tell you how much it's worth. Why 10? We'll see in a moment. So over here, our Mishnah said, Ekdeshes Bishloisha, so that obviously argues with Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov that says you need 10. Omli Rabbab Lebay, Bishlam Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov and Kishmul, Yom Shmuel Asarek, Kehanum Ksum Beparisha, El Rabbanin Shloisha Minoluhu. Now what is this all about? So now, our Gemara doesn't go into it. However, Rashi tells us that the din of these pigeonites is, there are three parshas in the Torah, one after the other. What are the three parshas? The first parsha is a parsha of Erchin. You have that in Matas Masei. Right after Erchin comes the parsha of someone who is Maktish, a Behema Tmeya for Hegdish. And finally, the third one is a Karkois. Now, if you look in that parsha, you'll see, if you look at the Rashi, Asura Kahanim, it's about halfway down the Rashi. Asura Kahanim Ksuvim. The Pidyon Hegdeshes. Shloitu Parshas Erchin. What does it say in Parshas Erchin? It says the specific amounts, right? The gender and the ages, right, and how much, yeah, you have to pay. But then it says in the Pasuk, what happens if Loi Motzi Odoi? He cannot go and afford that Erchin. The Erech HaKoyin Oisai, the Koyin has to go and do an appraisal of how much this person can afford. Of his wealth, exactly. Mm-hmm. So in the parsha of Erchin, you have it three times the word koyin is used. Shehi Rishayna, Ushloish of Pinyan Behema, that's the second parsha. Again, it says over there, three times the word koyin. And then the last parsha, it says, if you're Makdish HaKarkin, you have to be poided, Erech HaKoyin, etc., says it four times. You have three plus three plus four is ten altogether. If you're wondering, why don't you have to have ten Kehanim, the Gemara is going to discuss that Mitzvah tomorrow. But at the moment, from that, learn to Blaise Ben Yaakov, any time you're doing any type of pidyon, whether it's a harocha for erchin purposes, or for pinyon behema purposes, or for karkois, across the board, you always need 10.
Erchin, it's a set formula, is it not?
That is correct. But it says at the end of that set formula, whenever the person can't afford it. He cannot go and pay the 50 shekels.
So they let him out of the...
You don't let him out. The coin gives an estimate. Well, how much can you afford?
That could be, obviously, it's less, right?
No, right, exactly.
If he could give more, then he would need the coin.
Right.
So you're going to give him his balance sheet, you're going to give him his tax returns for the last 3 years, and you're going to have him look it over. Tax returns may not be so reliable. So you look at the balance sheet, etc. Anyway, so you go through all of the figures, and you figure out, okay, you can't afford 50 shekels, pay 20 shekels. Whatever it is. So it uses the term koin three times, and then by pidyon it uses it three times, and by karka it uses it four times. 3 plus 3 plus 4 is 10 altogether. Zok yetz abayim. It's a puppet abayim. Bishlo Reb Lezman Yaklub, Gishmul Yom, Gishmul Asorik, Kihanam Ksum Bafarsha, and that's why you have to have 10 altogether. I understand that perfectly. El Rabban and Shlish Minalu, where do they get that 3 from? Chich, Teima Dechsir, Bahu Shloisha, if you're going to tell me, it's very simple. Since by the pidyon behema, and pinyon behem is just an example of something that you're being poita, and says over there three times. So maybe that's the reason why you need three. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. If that's the case, then karka, you should only need four, because that's what it says at the end, the third of the three parshiyos, the parsh of karka, and it says four. So if you say three over here by the pinyon, why don't you say four by the karka? Talk about karka's four. Halama tanaim. Continue on in our very Mishnah, on the same line, it says, HaKarkois Tisha B'Koyin, you need 10 altogether. Elamai D'Mishalmi B'Hu Asora. The reason is because, even though by Kark itself doesn't say 10, but the full procession of the 10 ends at Karka. 3 at Erchin, 3 at Pidyon Behema, and then 4 at Karka. So therefore, since the Karka is the last one, so you have to have all 10. That's why our Mishnah says 10. If that's the case, for Ektimara, then Hekdesh is the Mishalmi Bushita, Liboy Shita. Why don't you say that Hekdesh is Parsha number 2, comes right after Erchin. Erchin is 3, Hekdesh is 3, so 3 plus 3 is 6. So add them together, just like by Karka, you're saying at the end of all 3 parshas you need 10. Why don't you say the end over here by Pidyon you have to have 6? Where do you get 3 from? Kash is Yimura. It's good gefrecht. Yimura leaves us with a kash. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai. Good.